It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is political analyst Jack Lessenberry with a review of some of the week's top regional news stories. Detroit Public Schools is betting it will have 5,000 new students when school begins next week. Is this a dangerous gamble, Jack?
Well, the schools will certainly suffer if they don't, because most of their funding comes from the per-pupil allowance doled out by the state. The Detroit Public Schools have been in free falls for many, many years. It's astounding when you think they had almost 200,000 students around the year 2000. They're down to a projected 46,000 now. They've been going door-to-door, trying various gimmicks. Of course, those are sort of dubious, too, to get kids to come back. But it's all a question of how many bodies they have in seats on what's called count day. And count day isn't going to be this week. It's toward the end of September, the beginning of October. They designate a day, and they count the students who are there that day and use that as their official number. So I think even if they stop the decline, it'll be somewhat of a moral victory for them.
Washtenaw County officials are considering a new program that would give county ID cards to everyone in the county, including unauthorized immigrants. How unusual is this, and what would that program do, Jack?
Well, we don't really know what it would do. One big question is, how valid would this ID be for things that are normally used driver's licenses for? For example, voting. Would this count as a voter ID? We're not clear, and of course it shouldn't count for people who aren't citizens and aren't able to vote. We don't know really who will accept this. We don't know whether people will generally use these things. But I think it's sort of a political statement of sort of solidarity with people who may be undocumented, but other people think ought to be allowed to stay here. So I don't know of another program like it in the country. There may be one. We'll just have to see how it plays out.
The war of words is underway in Detroit's mayoral race. Who's flinging what these days, Jack?
Well, it's a case of come from behind for Benny Napoleon. Now, while this sort of bizarre story of the recounting the primary ballots plays out, what we know for certain is that the runoff will be Benny Napoleon, the Wayne County Sheriff, versus Mike Duggan. And Mike Duggan shocked everybody by winning on a write-in, apparently winning in the primary by getting apparently more votes by far than anybody else. And so Napoleon has to persuade people. There's sort of a hint, not exactly a racial thing, but that Duggan is not one of us. And indeed, everybody knows that Duggan moved to Detroit a little over a year ago to run for mayor. And Napoleon has been a lifelong Detroiter. But if he's going to come from behind, if he's going to reverse the results of that primary, he really needs people to turn out sort of en masse and for people to buy the argument that he is one of them and he's the only person who really can help fix what's going on with Detroit.
That's the stuff we love to watch. All right. Thanks very much, Jack. Have a great holiday weekend.
Wonderful, and enjoy Labor Day and the extra day off.